This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sergeant Audrey Santana. At an event held in Washington, D.C. by the Association of the United States Army, guest speaker Army Chief of Staff General Ray Odierno spoke on the importance of taking care of soldiers, making sure they remain a highly trained and capable force.
We're focused on ensuring that we go back to understanding strong home station training programs, which we frankly have not done in the last 5, 6, 7 years, because it's been very simple. You come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, you rest for a little bit, you do some training, and you head back. We now have to be able to do things in a very diverse way. So home station training compared to the combat training centers is going to be important.
You're listening to Soldiers Radio News. The U.S. Army Edgewood Chemical Biological Center, or ECBC, develops systems to dispose of chemical warfare material such as mustard gas. Mr. Joseph Winand, the director of ECBC, says much of the company's success comes from the civilians who work hard to support the military, to include the ones who deployed to Syria.
There are a number of heroes here that are civilians, and they support the military. They're proud to support the military, and that they come to work every day, and I look at them as the infantry within the civilian workforce. They're handling these dangerous materials. They're providing protective equipment for soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. I just want to let you know there's a bunch of heroes back here at home, and some of them now are proud to be deploying on a ship, to be heroes abroad, just like our military is every day, 24/7.
ECBC plans to dispose of more than 600 tons of chemicals during their trip overseas. That's your Soldiers Radio News.